Look, it's the weird, the desperate, sometimes just people trying to find love or a connection for the second time, you know? So when that happens, we scour the internet, we bring them to life with...
We click on
pictures. When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist missed connections. This one's a man for woman titled Beer Box on Head.
I mean, already it paints a picture, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yeah.
All right.
You were at that weird vegetables-themed party.
Vegetables-themed?
Your costume was a cross between a centaur and a red bell pepper.
What?
Already, this is really weird.
I can't even imagine
weird.
What that looks
I
like.
I don't know. You were showing several hairy moles on your exposed body parts.
Oh,
sexy.
Gosh, okay.
My costume was the rotten pumpkins and seared grouper.
These are the most weird combinations I've ever heard of.
Oh, and I was wearing a beer box as a hat.
Oh, great. That's a nice touch. I don't think you can find those at Party City, can you?
I had created the scent to match with my costume, remember?
Oh.
And you were impressed because this scent is an element of costumery that is often overlooked.
That's a new word I'm adding to my vocab. Costumery.
You probably couldn't tell by the costume, but I am muscular. 5'1", four...
Oh.
5'1" tall, 4 feet wide.
Okay.
Sexy 8-pack abdominal muscles. Financially independent, cleft chin with colorful polka dots tattooed from the torso downwards. Very festive.
Wait a second, we have polka dots tattooed? This is also strange.
A little more about me. My hobby is sit in a darkened room for many hours and study the television static for hidden messages and signals.
Wow.
For
what
this,
a hobby.
I envision you next to me jotting down my findings and commending me for the brilliance of my findings.
Okay.
This, of course, will be our romance. Please respond soon as I have not left the house or opened the curtains since we first met that fateful evening.
Oh, great. Wow. This is, I can't really count the ways this one was weird, but all right. Rooting for it, though.
We always root for it, Kelly.
We do.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Woman for man, I wanted to talk to you, but I had to see a man about a horse.
So either that's literal or that's figurative. We'll figure this out.
I'm not sure. We'll figure it out, though. Have you ever been just minding your own business when all of a sudden you realize that you have to use the restroom really badly?
It's figurative. Okay.
There you go. Well, that's what happened to me this morning. I got that horrible feeling today on the bus.
Oh, no.
I wasn't even sure I'd make it downtown.
Oh, gosh.
My only choice was to sit there and pretend nothing was the matter.
Okay.
After what felt like an eternity, I finally arrived at my stop.
Mm.
Now, I was consumed with the overwhelming feeling knocking at my back door.
We've all been there.
My only choice was to say a prayer and try to make it to my office where we actually have sanitary bathrooms.
Okay. All right. Good luck. We're all rooting for you.
Listen, I still had a 2-block walk.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. As I'm standing at the intersection waiting for the light to turn green, I saw you standing next to me.
Oh, gosh.
You were probably about, you know, average height for a guy, athletic build, brown hair, black or dark blue jacket, brown boots, and a great smile.
Oh.
On any other day, I would have swept you off your feet with my sexy charm and wit.
Oh, my goodness.
But today was not my day.
Oh.
There was no way I could have confidently talked to you while at the same time pretending nothing was wrong with my bowels.
Oh, gosh. Poor girl.
I mean, talk about horrific timing, right?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we both crossed, and you went into another building.
Mm-hmm.
When I finally reached my office, I ran up four flights of stairs because I couldn't wait for the elevator.
Right.
And made a beeline for the bathroom.
Okay.
I swear. If I had been delayed even a second because I tried to talk to you or get your number on the street, I would have had to call someone to bring me some new clothes. Oh, it was a dire situation. I am normally a very confident woman. And as you can tell, I have no shame in telling you my business.
Right.
So if you see this, please respond so I can properly introduce myself to you.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I feel like we've all been there at some point, right?
Oh, we've had the sweats. Yes. Yeah, you know the sweats.
But yeah, I mean, if you meet the love of your life and you're like, can't engage in conversation.
You're like, not right now.
Must squeeze cheeks.
Oh,
well, whether you've been at the most random of costume parties or you meet the love of your life while trying to concentrate on something else.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to be able to match that level of costumery from the first one.
It can only be Craigslist Missed Connection. Yep.